YFS Magazine. It's the Young, Fabulous, and Self-Employed Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Mood.com. We're an online print and design company that makes premium business stationery and promotional materials to kickstart conversations, open doors, and get your startup noticed. Your brand is an occasion. Rise to it. Make a lasting impression with Mood.com.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to the Young, Fabulous, and Self-Employed Podcast. I'm your host, Erica Nicole.
All right, you guys, here with me is Arvin Lal. He's the CEO and co-founder of Shreds Supplements, which provides tools and supplements to help people meet their fitness goals. Not only is Arvin on a mission to transform the fitness industry, he's the mastermind behind the social media movement known as the Shreds Army. So really excited to have this talk today because we're going to talk passion, work ethic, building a lifestyle brand, and creating community through social business. Arvin, thanks so much for being with us today.
Hey, Erica, thanks for having me on the show.
So, Arvin, do me a favor. Take our listeners behind the scenes at Shreds.
You know, I take a lot of pride in what we built here. We're a supplement company, but we're a lot more than that. You know, we have over 100 employees, different, everything from like in-house writers to photographers to web designers, 24/7 live sales support with customer support. We also have our own warehouse that we do our own fulfillment from. We have about 30 different employees over there. It was sold in 120 countries, you know, featured in different magazines. It's hard to say just supplements, so we call it a movement. And like you said, the movement could be seen through the hashtag Shreds Army, you know, any social media platform, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. So that's to give the background on what we do. We offer total solutions to the end user, not just products. We offer different workout plans, customized diet, supplements. So we try to better the lives of people through health and fitness with that total solution. That's a good way to understand what Shreds is.
That's really interesting, Arvin. So tell me specifically how you got started. So
I spent about 8 years in working a corporate job where I focused on marketing and business development, and it was in telecommunications. So I had my hands filled with marketing, different avenues, with digital marketing. And, you know, one of the things that I learned was business development and how to engage with the consumer. So I took that and I had a passion just for helping people. My mom was overweight at the time, and I had a buddy that had a formula that was a fat burner, and it was all natural. And I gave it to my mom. I took it myself that summer. And, I lost about 5 pounds, towards my midsection. My mom lost about 8 to 10 pounds. And the first thing I asked him was, is this legal? So he said yes, and it started to brew some thoughts in my mind about, my creativity and how we could take this to the next level. And not that I was unhappy with my corporate job. I'm sure a lot of people and entrepreneurs, they're working a job where it's not that it's bad or, there's something wrong with it. It's just they want more. So I saw an opportunity where I could actually take my creativity, innovation, and make a living off of helping people.
That's excellent. And one thing you mentioned is how a lot of people, they may not be specifically unhappy in careers, but they know they need a lifestyle change to maybe fulfill a higher purpose, to be on a mission. Tell me how that actually manifested on a tactical level. How did you move from corporate to becoming the CEO and co-founder of Shreds?
We're doing a national tour where we're actually going to 6 different cities around the country, and it's a 2-day tour. The first day you get to meet and greet with some of the athletes. The second day is it's actually a business seminar, and I host that business seminar. It's funny, I start off the seminar going over 10 tips on just life and business, and one of those tips is to perform your job, your current job, the best you can. And a lot of people are surprised in what I say that, because it's, well, if you're not happy or if you want more than what your current job is, why are you promoting to do your job the best you can? And my response is, it's a reflection of you, not so much your company. It's a reflection on if you can follow through with that commitment and execute that job 100%. Because it's not, you're not really testing the job role or the company you're working for. You're kind of testing yourself. So that's the first thing I want to say about being in a current job situation. Do it the best you can and try to find the pleasure in it, because, you know, you're given an opportunity that a lot of people in this world don't have. So take that opportunity and test yourself. You know, test yourself on how well you can do that job, even if you don't like doing it. The second thing is being an extreme-minded person. You can't think average. You know, if you think average, it's not going to get you extreme results. So have an extreme-minded personality and have an extreme-minded thought process, because, yeah, you got to almost be crazy to think that you can do things that most people around you aren't doing. You know, there's got to be something about you that is over-eccentric or exaggerated, where you can have a different results than, you know, all the people around you. So the first thing I'd suggest is do your job the best you can, even if you hate it. And the next thing is be extreme in your thinking and the opportunities that you can accomplish.
Those are really great points, Arvin. You hear a lot of people talk about mindset and making that mindset shift. Was it hard for you from the get-go, or was it something that kind of progressed naturally?
You know, one of the things one of the tips I have is to be careful who you take advice from. You know, most times when you're taking a risk, you know, let's say leaving a corporate job or starting a company on your own, or it could be anything, you know, unrelated to business, often what happens is, you know, your friends or family, they steer you into a certain direction. You know, you might have a friend that's saying, hey, you shouldn't be doing this, or you should be doing this, or, you know, even your parents or siblings might be saying, no, this isn't right for you. My advice to anybody, whether, you know, you're an entrepreneur or taking a risk in life in general, is take advice from people who are in a place that you want to be in and that are relative to what you're looking to accomplish. And if you're looking for relationship advice, you know, look for somebody who's happily in a relationship or happily married. If you're looking for, you know, advice on how to start your own company, get advice from somebody who's successfully done it before. You know, if your friend is still in college, I don't think that's the right person to ask advice from for starting your own company. You know what I mean? So first thing I did when I decided to become an entrepreneur was that I was going to stop listening to my friends. I realized that they might not be the best people to give me advice on taking the risk on being the entrepreneur, because they weren't entrepreneurs. So I started, you know, YouTubing Steve Jobs' videos and Bill Gates' videos, and, you know, researching some of the people that I look up to a little bit more. And through those advices that I got from them, I heard the things that I needed to hear versus hearing the negativities. Or, you know, not saying that there's anything wrong with the people that are saying the things that I didn't want to hear. It's just maybe they just don't know the right advice. So it's best to not take advice from them.
I think that's a great point, Arvin. And what a lot of people miss is that when you buy someone's advice, you also buy their lifestyle. So that point that you made in terms of making sure that the advice is quality and it lines up with the lifestyle that you want to achieve, I think that's really important.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
So one of the things I find interesting about your brand and your message, Arvin, is that you're also tempering it with the importance of work ethic.
That might be something that is lost on a lot of entrepreneurs who feel like, let me pursue my passion, but may not understand the type of relentless work ethic that's involved in building a successful company. Let's talk about that a bit.
You know, I think a misconception that people have when they decide to start their own business or become an entrepreneur is that they're going to get rich quick. What they often might not see is the hours and hours and hours and hours of work that goes into, you know, getting something off the ground. Regardless of if you have capital investment or if you have money to invest, that doesn't really determine how much time you're going to put in to make your business successful. So a lot of times I hear, you know, people talk about, well, I want to be retired young. You know, when people say, you know, when do you want to be retired? It's, I don't know if I'm ever going to be retired. You know, you got to find something that you can work. To work to the bone every single day, and then wake up the next day and want to do it again. So if you're going to become an entrepreneur, to say that you're going to be retired young, I know there's some people that have done it, but I don't think that's the route to go. And I think the percent of success rate for people that want to retire young, which is why they become entrepreneurs, is really, really slim. I think the success rate for people who become entrepreneurs because they have a passion and they're not scared to work the hours upon hours to get to where they need to be, I think that success rate is, you know, significantly higher. So, you know, my thing is if you're leaving a job or leaving a certain place in life so that you can have more time, it's not the answer, because you're going to give up a lot of free time now and for maybe 1 year, 5 years, for 10 years. But what you're going to get from that is you might have, you know, a lot of time to live a certain lifestyle, or you might have the ability to take vacations for a month at a time, but it's not going to happen right away.
I definitely agree on that. And I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions about starting a business, is not understanding the work involved in order to build that seed idea into an early stage and growth company. So I think that's excellent advice.
A really good way to showcase the amount of work that I do, I'm going to walk you through a typical day real quick. So I wake up normally around like 9 o'clock and get ready for work, shower, do cardio, and our office is a mile and a half away. The reason why it's a mile and a half away is because it reduces the time of the commute. And so that way, you spend more time in the office working. So I work till about 6 o'clock. I get home about 6:15. And from there, I actually just work out. I eat, I'll shower again, and I'll get ready for what we call to be a second shift. So I'll shave, do my hair, change my socks, underwear. I'll get ready for work with a brand new outfit, and I'll drive back to work, and I come in at about 9 o'clock. It's called a second shift, and that second shift works usually until 2 in the morning. About half our entire staff does this, not because we ask them to, but because they also want to, work that second shift to get the most out of it. So literally, my entire day, 7 days a week, is work, take a break to work out, which you can consider a break, and then back to work. So that's a typical day.
And tell me this, in terms of the specific goals you've developed for yourself, the work ethic that you've developed, that has a lot to do with your company culture.
Maybe an entrepreneur listening is saying to themselves, I really have this strong work ethic too, but how do I pass it along to my team and inspire them in the same way?
It's funny. Yesterday, we just put a wall quote as you enter the office. It says, work harder than you think you did yesterday. Thing you see when you walk into the office. The way that we instill the company culture is that you lead by example. So, to say that, to preach about working hard and coming into the office late and leaving early because you're the owner is not going to promote hard work. The best thing to do is continue to lead by example. If you worked hard for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, the new hires that you hire to the company, they're not going to see those years of hard work. You got to be willing to work years and hours upon hours to get to that end result. You can preach about working hard and company culture as much as you want, but if you're not living and breathing that, the people that work with you, and I'll say with you, not for you, they're not going to believe in it either.
You're right. Leading by example. And I think one thing that you do really well, Arvin, is looking at the fitness industry overall. It seems as though a lot of fitness companies out there are very single-minded. You're actually on a mission to transform lives. And that really shines through in your marketing in terms of what you're doing to build a lifestyle brand. What's the motivation behind that?
I get asked the question, where do you see the company 6 months from now, a year from now, 5 years from now? And usually it's in regards to financial numbers. I don't really talk about the financial numbers too much. They're very impressive, to say the least. Month over month growth for over 2 years. The numbers are there, but what my response is usually, I want to have 1 million documented transformations and consumer reviews. So that is 1 million people across the globe that have successfully bettered their lives through our plans and products. So we document, we have thousands upon thousands of before and after pictures with people who have used our products. We have thousands of reviews. People submit their videos, and are advocating for the brand, because they worked or they followed a certain plan or they followed a certain, social media page, and they got the motivation to better their lives. So for me, we focus on the end user. A lot of times companies focus on how do you make this product look cool? What's the end margin on here? And for me, I will say you can sell crap once, but to sell it again and again and again, and to have retention as high as we do, you have to have a genuine product that works. So we put everything we can into showcasing the consumers and being about the consumers. You know, we repost them on our pages. We give them the, you know, the attention that they deserve. You know, a lot of people, they're afraid to make that first step into fitness, and companies aren't harping on that first step. That first step sometimes is the hardest. So what we do is we try to build a community where we say, you know what, we're here for that first step. We're also here for the second, third, fourth, and fifth step. Everybody that is encompassed with the Shreds brand speaks about the positive motivation that, you know, is used to get people to actually believe that they can accomplish their goals.
And I think also in terms of accomplishing goals, you mentioned something that I really want us to dial down into a bit, is taking those hard first steps. For you specifically, Arvin, what has been a hard first step in business that you've overcome?
A hard first step, I guess, could be when, you know, I'm going to be open about it. So I was in a pretty serious relationship when Shred started to take off and when I had left my corporate job. And the thing is, it's when you become an entrepreneur and start your own company, you got to be willing to keep on moving forward and sacrificing things like relationships, where somebody might not understand why you're putting hours and hours of work into something, you know, because they might not see your vision. And for me, that first couple of steps, you know, not to say it was difficult, but it was definitely unexpected and something that I was not prepared to, you know, just to get out of a relationship and, you know, give everything to my company. That, not saying that it's not good to neglect people, but it's also another thing where if somebody doesn't support you in what you're doing, then, or if they're not motivating you or supporting you, then I think they have a place in your life. So one of the stepping stones I had to, you know, get past was dealing with, you know, not being in a relationship and letting go so that I can move forward.
You know, Arvin, that's actually a very real challenge for many entrepreneurs out there. If someone is not working with you, essentially they're working against you.
Absolutely. And you know, the most ideal relationship is when you motivate each other to be better and when you actually support each other to be better. You know, if you don't have that, if you're not motivating or supporting a person, you're really not the right person for them.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. Because at the end of the day, you're right. The right person will actually push you forward into your goals and also, in many of cases, help you achieve them.
Yeah, you're 100% right. That's it.
That's great. So let's take a quick break for a message from our sponsor, and we'll be right back.
You don't whisper while you're promoting your startup, and a business card shouldn't either. A good one has a big voice that helps tell your story. With beautifully designed business cards from Moo.com, you're sure to get noticed. Our range of high-quality cards, premium paper, and exclusive design templates make it easy to create a business card as unique as you. Visit Moo.com/YFS to create yours today and receive 15% off. Yay!
So you guys, we're back, and I'm here with Arvin Law, the co-founder and CEO of Shreds, a company that provides nutritional supplements and fitness information to millions of followers in over 100 countries. Shreds has been featured in Forbes, Sports Illustrated, CBS, ABC, you name it. We've been talking about what it takes to transition from employee to entrepreneur, the mindset behind breakout success, and hard-won lessons in between. So Arvin, let's shift gears a moment and get back to basics. When I say basics, I mean goals. What helps you achieve your goals every single day?
We talked about hard work, and that's definitely one of the things that you know, I talk about and preach, and I believe in. The other thing is belief. You got to actually believe that what you're doing is going to come true, or you got to believe that, you know, you have the ability to accomplish what you're set forth to accomplish. You can't BS yourself. That's the thing. You know, you can BS friends. You might be able to have perception, so something, but you can't BS yourself. If you don't really believe in what you're doing, you're not going to get there. And what's crazy is if you have a strong enough belief, it actually overcomes things like fear, things that people put into facts, like, you know, that you can't do this or you can't do that. You know, it helps you break past those barriers. And so having a hard work ethic is one thing, but really believing in what you're doing every day and where people can tell you, hey, that's not right or that's wrong, and it doesn't matter what anybody says, you still believe it's right, that is something that is really powerful. And that usually comes along with what you're passionate about.
And also, I think your belief, Arvin, one thing that I've noticed about how you market and build your company, Shreds, is that your belief really does shine through in your community building. And what's interesting is that you're building a community that is like-minded, that shares those same beliefs, and essentially you're creating a very social business. What would you say to an entrepreneur who's saying, I want to do what Arvin's doing in terms of creating more community and driving social business?
You know, it doesn't matter if you have a million followers or if you have one follower. You can be an inspiration to somebody. You know, if you want to aspire to inspire other people, it's not so much about numbers. You know, the numbers and influence, that's secondary. Your main thing is you have to actually want to better the lives of other people. You know, for me, I genuinely care about the people that work here and the people whose lives we touch. You know, one of the things that keeps me motivated is seeing the transformations and reading some of the emails that come in and from people that have said, you know, this company has changed my life or you've changed my life. My advice to somebody who wants to follow in the footsteps of creating a brand, you know, with influence, you have to be doing it for the right reasons. You can't just be doing it to say, I want to have a large social media following or I want to, you know, reach a lot of people. What do you want your message to be when you reach those people? That has to be strong. The foundation for that has to be strong before you have the audience for it to be successful.
That's a really great point, Arvin. That's fantastic.
So let's quickly shift gears and wrap this up with some insights on the apps and the tools that you use to meet your goals in business. What are some of your favorites?
One of the apps that I use, it's going to sound pretty simple, but it's helped me manage a massive team successfully. So one of the articles I read in the past said that you can only manage 10 people day to day on a successfully, right? For me, I'm an Apple user. So I have an iPhone, I have a Mac and a laptop almost in every room in my house. And I sync iMessage to all my computers, laptops, and phones, because for me, to have a phone conversation with somebody, it means that I'm only dedicated to speaking to that one person. But having a text message conversation, you can multitask. You can, you know, complete tasks. You can also talk to multiple different people. You can have group texts. So we've adopted pretty much using iMessage to communicate with each other, because you can communicate simultaneously. And the beautiful thing about having it on your computer is you can text a lot faster on your keyboard than you can with a touchscreen phone. So I speak to about close to 250 to 300 people every single day, all work-related. Imagine speaking to 300 people on the phone. It'd be impossible.
That'd be a nightmare.
And the other thing is we use Dropbox. Dropbox is a great way to, you know, especially for social media, you know, you have a lot of pictures, you have video, you have a lot of things that have to be shared amongst, you know, different admins and people. So we use Dropbox. It's a pretty popular app. And it's usable on all mobile platforms and different Windows, Mac. So if you're not an Apple user, look into it, because iMessage on your computer has definitely changed my life and the way that we do business here. And Dropbox is a great way to share content.
No, those are great. We actually use Dropbox religiously here at YFS Magazine too. So we can attest to its seamless integration. It's really a great tool. I agree.
You know, it's funny. Technology is for people who can't adopt it, it's going to be your Achilles heel, because technology is your friend. You know, you got to be willing to change with it. And for me, you know, I'm still young. I turned 30 a few months ago, but I still feel like there's those younger newcomers that have different apps and software. So I try to, you know, ask and say, test me. You know, you should show me something that I'm going to be uncomfortable using, because I might actually benefit from it. So you got to be open to change in technology.
Very cool. We want to wrap this up with one piece of advice that our listeners can use in the next 24 hours to improve their business. What do you got?
Stop watching TV.
That's a great tip. Tell me a little bit more about that.
So, it sounds crazy, but I stopped watching TV 5 years ago. I'm a huge movie buff, and I stopped watching movies about 3 years ago, and it was pretty hard to stop watching movies. But think about, the average American spends close to 32 hours a week watching television. That's almost a full-time job. So in the next 24 hours, I actually challenge the listeners to stop watching television. Don't turn it on. If your favorite sports team is on, don't turn it on. Get the scores from Google, because that's, it's a lot quicker than the 2 hours it might take to watch it. So it sounds kind of simple. It might sound harsh. Some people might be, hey, what about my sitcoms or this? Or 24 hours, give it a try. And if you make it past 24 hours, try a week.
Yeah, and it's interesting, Arvin, because I gave away my TV in 2007, and I read this statistic. This is kind of what shocked me, is that they said the average person during the average adult lifespan watches about 7 years of television.
Wow.
And I thought to myself, I was like, that's crazy. Like, how am I going to get anything accomplished in life watching 7 full years of television? That's a really good point. I think that's an excellent piece of business advice.
Awesome. Well, listen, I really appreciate you having me. Hopefully the listeners got some advice from here. I know some of the things I've said might be a little quirky, a little extreme, but you got to have an extreme mind to have extreme results, right?
Excellent. So you guys, to learn more about Arvin and his company, visit shreds.com. For more business inspiration, connect with Arvin on Twitter and Instagram at Arvin's World. And for more fresh, provocative, and insanely addictive business know-how, visit yfsmagazine.com. And as always, have a successful and productive week ahead. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by Mood.com. We're an online print and design company that makes premium business stationery and promotional materials to kickstart conversations, open doors, and get your startup noticed. Your brand is an occasion. Rise to it. Make a lasting impression with Mood.com.